Hi there. The word for today is, don't be a critic, be a cheerleader. In Matthew 7, verse 1, Jesus said, judge not, that you be not judged. Parent, you can break your child's spirit by emphasizing what they do wrong, rather than dwelling on what they do right. Church member, you can discourage your pastor through criticism, or you can encourage him until he enters into the fullness of all that God's called him to be. So, why do we choose to be critics rather than cheerleaders anyway? Because it's easier to point out the faults of others than to deal with our own. By dwelling on their shortcomings, we feel better about ourselves. But Jesus doesn't let us off the hook. He says in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, verse 4, how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck in your eye and look, a plank is in your own eye? So, think about the person, group, or organization you're most critical of, and to whom you criticize them. Question, are you trying to increase your stature in the eyes of others by doing that? Or are you carrying within you unhealed wounds and unresolved issues? So, you vent your anger at anybody who gets in your way? Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 34, listen to these words, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. You say, well, what's the answer? David gives it to us in Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. And that's the word for you today.